Today's question is, what are the essential business and marketing skills that a copywriter must know about? It's from Sean, and today is Mailbox Monday. That's the weekly episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets where I answer your questions. If you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode, check the link in the description. It's to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. It's where you submit your questions to be answered in a future episode on Mailbox Monday. But today, our question, again from Sean, is what are the essential business and marketing skills that a copywriter must know about? And it's kind of funny that this comes when it does, because it means we're taking a break from the essential copywriting skills to zoom out from to like the business owner perspective or the marketer perspective. Copywriting fills a very important role and function inside of a business, but it only fills like it is a critical piece of the puzzle, but the puzzle has more pieces than that, and the business and marketing skills definitely are essential additional pieces in the puzzle. So let's answer Sean's question today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I took a bunch of notes on this just to make sure that I'm covering all the bases. And we're going to start in the realm of marketing. We're going to cover some marketing. We're going to cover some business. But essentially, like what we need to do is we need to say inside. So if you think of it as a series of concentric circles or different layers that are layers out from the copywriting role, what needs to be known for a copywriter to really fill their role inside of the business? And one of the first things that I think of is Perry Marshall's 80-20 tactical triangle. And this is something that I reference often. Perry is a friend. He's a client. He's somebody who I've looked up to for almost my entire marketing career. And in his book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, Perry shows this tactical triangle that was actually created with Jack Bourne when Jack Bourne was working with Perry. So the tactical triangle consists of three critical roles in marketing. And if you don't get all three of these roles, it really doesn't work. And so there is traffic. There is the ability to actually get, you know, and that's the internet term for it. It's the ability to actually get people to pay attention to your marketing message. And on the internet, this is called traffic. Offline, this is impressions or eyeballs or whatever. Like it's whoever sees your marketing message, whoever engages with your marketing message for the first time. And online, you're driving them to your website. So it's called website traffic, right? So understanding, at the very least, understanding how traffic works, how traffic is acquired, that there's often actually a cost to acquiring traffic, or, you know, if it's controllable in other ways, you know, are we able to rent lists? Are we able to, are we able to do partner emails to other people's lists? Are we doing affiliate stuff? Are we doing organic traffic? Are we getting traffic through, you know, how are we getting people to actually come and engage with our marketing? Then there's conversion. And this is primarily a copywriting role. It's how do you get someone to actually take action once they are engaging with your marketing? Now, in the context of conversion, there is also things like funnel strategy. So aside from just the words that are used, how are you planning the actual customer journey through a series of marketing messages? So, you know, they see your ad on Facebook or Google or, you know, any website on the internet or whatever. They see your ad and then they click on your ad. Where do they go from there? What are you asking them to do on that page? Maybe you're asking them to give their email address. They give their email address. Where do they go from there? Okay, maybe this is a sales page, a landing page, a video sales letter, whatever. And then that sends them to maybe an order form. And that order form, if they actually place the order, you know, what offers were on that order form? Did they actually have an order form bump that is an opportunity to get more value in exchange for a larger purchase at that time? After they place the order, what happens next? What's their customer experience from there? And we go on and we have an entire conversion process. And then there's economics. And what I described is actually an entire system, and it can go much deeper than that, designed to maximize the economics of each individual transaction, each individual visitor coming through your sales process. Now, there are other ways to maximize the economics, such as with marketing to your own list and et cetera, but understanding how the economics of each individual customer relationship play out inside of a business and understanding how economics work in the greater context of the business is critical. You know, if you have a product that has a cost of goods sold that is much bigger than like a digital information product, where essentially each additional customer costs almost nothing to fulfill on, you know, what is your, what are the economics of the product delivery? What are the economics of fulfillment? What are the economics of running the business? What are the fixed costs of the business? What are the variable costs of the business based on delivering the product or service? So understanding the economics, and that all falls again under the Perry Marshall 80-20 tactical triangle. Traffic, how are we getting people to see our stuff? Conversion, how are we actually getting them to take the desired action of purchasing our products and services? And then economics, how does that all add up in terms of more money coming in the door than goes out the door? Now, we can go a little bit deeper into some of these, and a good copywriter will understand, first off, that there's actually really two very different skills in marketing. One skill is customer acquisition, the ability to go out into the marketplace to people who don't know you at all and acquiring them, and getting them to become a customer for the first time. And understanding customer acquisition and that process, and recognizing that that is a much more complex sale than selling to your current fan base, your current audience, your current customer base, your current prospect list. Acquiring customers from cold traffic is something that it helps to really understand. And I can't go into all the details of all of these things, but understanding first and foremost that there is this thing called customer acquisition, and you need to know that that is where the best marketers really gain their reputation, is understanding that customer acquisition is very difficult. It can be very difficult. And being able to do that, and especially being able to do that at a profit or at least at break even, is critically important. That's an important note here, that customer acquisition, a really good marketer will understand that because a bad marketer will say, you have to make a sale to make a profit. And the reason that that is a bad marketer is because customer acquisition is so expensive. And if you're only looking for the most profitable sales, you're significantly limiting your ability to go out and get customers. Whereas a good marketer will say, you make the sale to get the customer, to start the relationship. And so you really aren't trying to get a profit on that first sale. You're really just trying to start a relationship with a customer without losing money. And that's what really good customer acquisition is about. Now, once you understand customer acquisition and getting customers in the door, then you focus on something like customer lifetime value. And I have an entire program called The Most Valuable Customer Strategy, which actually goes pretty deep into how to maximize customer lifetime value. And it really demonstrates that there are a lot of things up front that help you, you know, maximize your conversions and bring customers in. But once you've brought a customer in, actually ascending them, actually having higher ticket offers that offer more value, that are for your most engaged customers, that's often where most of the profit is in a business, or all the profit if you really aim to acquire customers at break even. Or even some of the best marketers will be happy to go negative, meaning they'll spend a dollar to get a customer who spends 90 cents today or 75 cents today, but they know that they're going to make it up through time. And the only way that you know that is by really understanding the customer lifetime value metrics in your business, and understanding how to, once somebody has become a customer for the first time, or even become, you know, joined your prospect list, how to continue to build your relationship with them, to engage with them, and continue to make offers to them that are allowing the customers who are most willing to spend and most interested in spending more money with you, to allow them to do that and maximize their, maximize the value that they are giving to you and the value that they're getting as customers. And that process is sometimes called ascension. It's all about making bigger offers. Now, I have an interesting story about that. When I joined an IT training publisher in 2005, we ran some metrics, and very recently their customer lifetime value had been about $300. And a lot of that was based on selling individual training titles. And then when they shifted, around the time that I was joining, a little bit before, they shifted to a packaging model, where instead of buying each individual training module, you could buy a package of training modules that would add up to a certification, which was really important in the space that they were providing training. And by offering that, they essentially doubled their customer lifetime value from about 300 to about 600. And then after that, and this was like right as I was joining the team, and one of the major initiatives that I worked on for my time working with them in their marketing department, they shifted to a subscription model. And so rather than investing in an individual training package or the certification package, you would invest in a subscription to their entire training catalog. And their customer lifetime value actually went from 300 to 600 to about $1,200. And I know it's gone higher since then, as people signed up for these subscriptions and got access to everything. And so much of that was about ascension, ascending people from the individual training title to a package training title to getting access to everything. And it was, you know, people were coming in the door, and then it was giving them an opportunity to get more, which actually goes, which rolls into my next point of, it really helps to understand things like positioning. How is your product or service different? How is it unique? Where does it stand out in the market? Even something like category design, as taught in the book, Play Bigger, really designing your product to be a category unto itself, and to define categories and then fill those categories and be the category king in that category. The greatest marketers, the greatest businesses in today's market really define their categories, and everybody else is just playing me too with that. And that, again, that also plays into something that's like product design. You create an offer, you create a product that creates a category, or at the very least establishes a unique position in the marketplace. And then essentially you're creating a space where nobody is competing with you. Even if it's, you know, 90% of what you do is very similar to other people, by creating this unique position in the marketplace and filling it, understanding that as a copywriter and understanding that your role as a copywriter can include that is a very, it's a very powerful skill. And I would encourage you to go deeper into that. And aligned with that, there's something that all the best copywriters that I've ever worked with are involved in this. And that's making offers. It's designing offers, creating offers, shifting how the product is packaged essentially for the client, and saying, hey, you know, if we can package your product, your service this way, if we can create this offer, this could actually change everything. A good example being that IT training, essentially selling the same training, right? But packaging it as a certification package, and then packaging it as a subscription, as catalog access, that completely changes, that offer changes everything. And it shifted the lifetime value. It made every customer more valuable. It did so much to change that business. And I've seen this in business after business. Shifting the offer can make all the difference in the world. And then, like, basic direct marketing, really just understanding the whole process of conversion and converting and making offers and all of that, and understanding, you know, I feel like this is a little bit redundant to everything that I've been saying, because everything that I've been saying is like the fundamental direct marketing stuff. But when you understand direct marketing, when you understand the fundamentals, the principles, the strategies of direct marketing, and understanding things like customer acquisition and lifetime value and positioning and creating offers and how copywriting fits into all of that, it's only going to help you as a copywriter. And with that basic business economics, I touched on this a little bit when I talked about Perry Marshall's tactical triangle, but if you understand, okay, this business operates at 40% margins, or this business operates at 10% margins, or this business operates at 3% margins, you really start to understand a lot of differences in how a business has to operate. So a a business like a grocery store tends to operate at very small margins versus a publisher might operate at very big margins. And just understanding the different business economics and how they impact everything that you're doing is tremendously helpful to understand as a copywriter and to remember that, you know, not every dollar that comes in the door is profit. Not every dollar that comes in the door, just goes to the bottom line. You have to consider how, you know, different products, different services are going to need to be marketed essentially in order to be considered a success. One good example of that, I often work with publishers, and a lot of times my royalties are based on just a percentage of revenue generated. One particular project that I did was with a guy that was selling a backup generator. It was really cool product, but it was multiple thousands of dollars just to build the product, and then it was multiple thousands of dollars in the sale. But one of the things that came from understanding basic business economics is that I had to shift my royalty with this client to make it be after cost of goods sold. And so we established a cost of goods sold for the product itself, which immediately took away thousands of dollars from the revenue number that I was generating, but it was more reflective of the actual business economics, and it allowed us to create a mutually beneficial royalty arrangement for that particular project. So understanding basic business economics and how they might influence client decisions or your decisions as a copywriter is very helpful. Understanding basically that every business runs on a set of systems and processes, and just kind of understanding how marketing might fit within those systems and processes, I think that's a valuable skill, and it's worth knowing as a marketer. So there are a variety of books that I do want to, I'm adding one to the list to make sure that I tell it to you here. A variety of books that I would recommend, actually at this point, it's a list of six. If you are interested in going deeper into the marketing skills, like the marketing skills that are very helpful for a copywriter to know. And I will say, number one, I'll say that I'm going to include links to these in the description with this episode. And number two, I will say that this is probably not an exhaustive list. These are just books off the top of my head. If you're going to ask me, hey, what are some great business books for copywriters to read? This would be a great list to start with. Number one is Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson, Mark Ford. He's involved with a billion-dollar-plus company. He's helped grow multiple, 9-figure companies, which is hundreds of millions, a ton of 8-figure companies and 7-figure companies. He's been involved with a lot of successful businesses. And this is his book on business strategy from $0 to $100 million. And it's a very good book. Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson. Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got by Jay Abraham. Jay Abraham is a great strategic marketing and business thinker. This is a very powerful book about that. It's about creating leverage from everything that you're doing in business. And while there is some discussion about copywriting in there, there's a lot more that takes a very strategic perspective. 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall. I mentioned the Tactical Triangle. It's very valuable for looking at marketing and sales from a strategic perspective. Play Bigger, a terrible title, but great book. It's a book about category design, and it's about designing products and services that define categories as opposed to, and like are positions unto themselves, as opposed to really playing a copycat game. And it's one of the most powerful books on business and marketing thinking and strategy that I have ever read. No BS Direct Marketing by Dan Kennedy. If you really want the fundamentals of direct response marketing, principles and strategies, that's a great book. And also Systemology by David Jennings. It's a great, like, very simple and fundamental approach. I've actually interviewed him in a separate Breakthrough Marketing Secrets episode. Systemology by David Jennings is a powerful book about creating business systems from an entrepreneurial perspective. And also I'll include a link in the description to my most valuable customer strategy training that's all about 11 separate leverage points in the customer lifecycle that allow you to maximize the customer lifetime value and customer acquisition. And so all of that highly valuable content if you want to go deeper into these topics. I am Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Today, answering the question, what are the essential business and marketing skills a copywriter must know about, from Sean. And let me know in the comments with this episode how valuable you found it and why. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, what's your score? Also, what are your action items? What are your takeaways? What do you get out of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And don't forget, there's a link if you want to have your question answered in an upcoming episode. That's in the description as well. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value, and I hope that I've delivered it here. I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.